atoms are inanimate systems. Physically, we consist entirely of atoms. When we die, all the atoms are gone. Whatever life was, it was not the inanimate atom systems that persist after death. At the virus level of professional concern, the scientists say you can identify all the physical substances present as inanimate crystals. Biological science initiated the investigations that successively discovered cells, genes, chromosomes, and other biological design controls, needing to check their design control theories. They employed the swift succession of generations of the fruit fly, and then discovered the even swifter succession of the generations of the tobacco mosaic virus. This brought the scientists into a very new realm of virology, where they found nuclear physicists, biologists, and chemists all involved. Though the virologists have discovered DNA, RNA, bioprogramming controls, they have found only inanimate atomic constituents, because their whole series of events started with biology. They have as yet unthinkingly and mistakenly retained the animate relationship. Biology began with the whole seemingly living organisms consisting of protoplasm and viruses, but they misidentified the viral substances as physically animate. When life is not physical, the error lies in the fact that humanity long ago misassumed that the organism employed by life is the life itself, instead of merely the vehicle, as if the telephone was the communication itself, instead of merely the instrument. Thank you. was the gift for philosophical thinking. So the focus on the animate aspect of physical things has been continued by the church. Many religious organizations establish their power by maintaining that life is the physical apparatus it employs, and by basing their ideas on living physical images. If life were the physical, we really could make synthetic men, laboratory animals, and artificial intelligence. We never will.
We can make brainy robots,
but we cannot make thinking, loving life. As one way the game of universe could have eventuated to date. Universe is the omnidirectional, omnifrequency game of chess, in which with each turn of the play there are 12 vectorial degrees of freedom. 6 positive and 6 negative moves to be made. This is a phenomenon of frequencies and periodicities. Each individual is a complete game of universe from beginning to end. This is why each of us individuals is so much alike and yet completely different. A unique and individual way of playing the game with each of the omnidirectional degrees of freedom. With the 6 positive and the 6 negative omnidirectional degrees of freedom moves to be made at each turn of the play. The individual can move to any cosmic point that is not occupied and then move back over the same points or move on to new ones. Thank you. has a steaming effect. And like all steaming effects, it goes from one aberration to another. A certain individuals may be very wide aberrations from all the corruption that's going on in universe, acting as just one of those infrequent and very wide aberrations, so that universe can hold its center.